just a few words, I guess I'll say, in regards to this event that we're having today. 60 years ago, a crime was perpetrated against an innocent nation of people by criminals from around the world. The crime that in the modern days reminds us of the medieval times, of occupation, of killing, of making people refugees, kicking them out of their homes. My friends, what the state of Israel represents is everything that is anti-God and anti-human. What the state of Israel represents is a black and dark stain on human beings when we look at the world today. I mean, people have been kicked out of their homes, displaced from their homeland. You have heard this brother and the many others like him throughout the world who have lost their heritage, who have lost their homes, and they have been, and those people who are there in Palestine, they have been secluded to certain areas to live in. I mean, you heard Brother Tim say, I mean, what does that remind you of? I mean, isn't that... Wait a minute. I think that's what we did with the Native Americans. Right? That's what we did with the Native Americans, right? You know, we secluded them to a certain area and say, you can only stay there and live there. Right? And don't come out. That's what's happening there, and you see, this oppression that's going on, these people have been so much oppressed, and we have to give it to them to being patient and standing up for justice. They have been patient. They don't have the weapons that Israel has. Israel is the strongest military power in the Middle East. Israel has more bombs than all the Arab countries put together. Israel has more weapons than all the Muslim countries put together. And you see, these Palestinian people, the only thing they have is what they can pick up on the streets, the rubble of their homes. That's what they have. And so when they hit back, then the mighty Israel now complains. Then why are they hitting back? And then they call them terrorists for fighting their homeland. I mean, they're fighting for their homeland and they're called terrorists because they're throwing rocks. Now, you know, the rocks are not guided missiles, you know, so obviously, you know, when you throw a rock, you don't know where it's going to hit. It goes and hits, but that's all they have. And so they're defending themselves with rocks. They're defending themselves with whatever they can get. And Israel is saying that because they're defending themselves, they're terrorists. I mean, see the hypocrisy of the state. On one hand, they have oppressed the people to such a state that you cannot even say that these people are living like human beings. And on the other hand, when these people are trying to fight back, and when they're trying to get back and start to stand up for their rights, so now what happens with these people? They're trying to complain that they're terrorists. Let me make this one thing clear. Israel is in no moral position to accuse the Palestinians of everything, of anything. Israel is in no moral condition or position to accuse them of anything. If Palestinians do anything to get back their rights, they have the right to do it. Israel accusing them of being terrorists or being bad or being violent is like a rapist accusing his victim, why is my victim scratching me? The rapist is in no moral position to question the actions of his victim. The victim is trying to defend itself. And if you get a few scratches, you have to expect that. The issue is that those people are trying to defend themselves. They're trying to defend their basic human rights. That's what they're trying to do. And here, my friends, this is what's sad. What's sad is in the city of St. Louis. Really, to stand up for human beings when we see someone being wronged, when human beings are losing their human rights, when we see that happening, how many people are coming out here to give a voice? That's all we are doing. I'm not from Palestine. Most of you are not from Palestine. Most of you are not from Palestine. But I appreciate and I thank you all for being out here. And what you are doing is very important. What you're doing is you're giving a voice to people who don't have a voice. You're giving a speech to those who are not able to speak for themselves. And this is really your goodness and your kindness that you came out today to stand up for the people who we see are being oppressed like that. And really, I thank you all for being out here. This is really something that we need to stand for, because when we see oppression happening, if we don't stand up for it, that oppression is going to grow. It's not going to stop. Right now, today, you see, our rights as Americans are slowly being taken away because of fear mongering. Our rights are being taken away. If you see it, if we are not allowed to believe in what we feel is right, if we are not allowed to hold on to our faith and what we think is right, then my friends, really, we are going down the wrong road in America. America itself is going down the wrong road when it's saying that you can't build a mosque or you can't build a place of worship because you belong to a certain group of people. This is not what America was meant to stand for. And what we should be doing is to getting back to basics and to saying that freedom for all religions, freedom for all people who want to worship however they want to worship. And this is what we need to be fighting for here, that everyone here should be free. So if I have a Jewish lady here, then she is free to worship the way she wants to. If there's a Christian, let him worship the way he wants to. I was in Salt Lake City. They got Mormons over there. So if they worship a certain way, let them worship that certain way. This is how we were built. And so now we came, many people who came here, immigrated here, they came here because of those freedoms. If we are taking away those freedoms, then what is the difference between America and that apartheid state of Israel? Yes, sir. Good question. Why aren't the other Muslims supporting the Palestinians? You see, my friend, this is a Muslim, no? This is a Muslim question I'm telling you. And I'm going to answer you as a Muslim because you are a Muslim, right? And all Muslims here, you can understand this. You see, what is your Qibla? Which direction do you pray in? Mecca. Thank you. Why? We say the house of God, the Kaaba is there. The Kaaba is our Qibla. You see, Allah had made the Kaaba our Qibla, but for the Arab rulers, the Kaaba is not the Qibla, it is Washington DC and the White House that's the Qibla. So, that's their Qibla now, so now they listen to us more than they listen to the poor people there. The people are with the oppressed people. Muslim people are with the oppressed people. It is the Arab rulers, the puppet rulers, who are ruled by America and other agency and Western powers. They are the ones who are perpetrating crimes against Muslim people and also helping Israel to go on with its oppression of the Palestinian people. Zionism, you know, says here, you know, Jew, you know, but I will define it the way I know it, right? Listen up, right? Zionism is a political movement. It has nothing to do with Judaism. Judaism is a religion. Zionism is a political movement with political agenda. It is the Zionist whose policies rule Israel right now. Zionists, not the Jews. We have many Jews in America, many groups of Jews in America who are anti-Israel because they say that Israel is not that which stands for our religion. Our religion is different than what Israel represents. Right? And this is what we need to, as Muslims, understand. I think, you know, I thank you all, and I'm grateful for you all being here.